Welcome to the latest market roundup with your host, Carl Turner. Today is Friday the 14th of April, and we will focus on inflation headlines and what that means for markets, investors, and portfolios. I'll also explain with the recent inflation drop headlines that the devil's really in the detail, and although they're positive, they're not quite as good as they seem. So it's been a positive few weeks for equity markets in general. Wednesday this week, there were announcements from the US that inflation is cooling for March, which shows the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases have had an impact. So we've observed a continued decline in inflation in the US. It's been positive for markets because lower inflation means potentially less interest rate rises by the central bank. This means that companies have cheaper borrowing and better profit margins. So the data figures released on Wednesday showed that in the US, the CPI inflation has slowed to 5% from a year ago, which is below what was expected. So what does CPI actually mean? CPI is just a measure of the percentage change in a basket of goods and services that are consumed by households, by the end user or consumer. Now, there's another indicator yesterday which showed inflation's dropped in the US. That's the PPI index. So that's a producer price index. It showed that things have dropped by 0.5% month on month. That's actually the inflation for wholesale prices, so the sellers of goods, rather than CPI, which is focused on the end user. So why is PPI important? It actually shows if there's a shift in upstream of the consumer, it means sometimes it's looked at as positive, that eventually these cheaper prices will end up at store level. So all in all, it looks like inflation is dropping for both producers and consumers in the US. So when you see these figures, yes, they're positive, but they're not quite as positive as the headlines suggest. Although it's the smallest increase in inflation since June 2021, it shows 5% increases in costs year on year for US consumers. So inflation is reducing, but it's still extremely high at 5%. It's 2.5 times the Fed's target. So it means that the price of goods and services, although the increases have slowed to 5%, they're still increasing at 5% per year. In the UK, this is still 9.2% increases year on year. And in the EU, it's 8.5%. So with a drop to 5% in the US, markets reacted positively. It's not an amazing report, but it was better than expected. Now, inflation should continue to fall from here. Where it falls to is arguably the most important factor, whether that's going to be 3%, 4% or lower. For now, the market's pricing in a lower probability that the Fed will increase interest rates again at the next meeting, around 60% chance that they will. So for most Western central banks, the plans have been to slow down the economies so that inflation reduces further, in line with the targets of 2% per annum. Over the past year or so, the Fed has actually raised interest rates 9 times, up to 4.75%. It's the fastest pace of tightening since the 1980s. The danger is these increases will slow the economy too much and cause a hard recession. So from last week, there are also other indicators showing the markets are slowing down. So there's been a bit of calm restored in the markets from the banking sector, which is good news. So over the past few weeks, the data has shown that the US wage inflation's dropped and the amount of companies hiring has slightly dropped, which are good indicators to show the economies are slowing and the Fed might not need to increase interest rates so much. So it looks like we're getting to the top of the interest rate cycles in the US, UK and the EU. There are potential rate cuts in the US at the end of the summer rather than into the autumn winter times. In the UK and EU, they're a lot further behind their inflation targets, so potentially they'll be higher for longer. So how will markets react moving forwards? You know, it's been widely recognized that inflation will continue to fall. It means markets will start to look at other indicators for the medium-term outlook. So markets have started to react more to company earnings figures, which are in the headlines at the moment, particularly in the US, where companies are actually reporting their first quarter earnings over the next month. So companies' earnings, they show how well companies are performing in the current market conditions, also shows their outlook for each company moving forwards. So for the rest of the year, equity markets will be driven very much by the earnings figures. So what about investment portfolios? As mentioned, it's likely the US, EU, UK, their inflation will remain above the central bank's targets for some time. So with investment portfolios, especially that I manage, make sure that people are overweight in inflation-linked bonds. Also, some other areas that have been added over the past year have been things like infrastructure assets to help hedge against inflation, and a higher weighting towards things like emerging markets and developing markets at the moment due to these corporate earnings coming under quite a lot of pressure. So other asset classes like fixed interest, corporate bonds, now they've got attractive yields and interest rates, which we haven't seen in those asset classes for many years. So there's a bigger argument for multi-asset portfolios. So if you've been sat on cash, some investors have started to allocate into the markets, into these sort of asset classes. But you need a real diversified portfolio, including equities in different sectors and countries, and not specifically focused all on US or EU, for example. Earnings season is going to be quite volatile, meaning it's better to be spread through different sectors and companies. If you'd like to discuss your own portfolios, and if your holding is right for yourself with the current market, please get in touch. I'm your host, Carl Turner. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this episode useful. If you like the content, then feel free to subscribe or share the content with others.